Hey friends, it's June 18th, and I want to talk to you for a few minutes today and pray with you about persistence in prayer. In Matthew 7:7, Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, he says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." And we see in Luke chapter 18 that there's this woman that's a widow who's just persistent with asking the judge and asking the judge and asking the judge. And finally, the judge relents. Think about a small child. Has a small child ever worn you down and they've asked you and you've told them no, and they've asked you and you've told them no, and they've asked you, and then eventually you're like, okay, fine. It's not worth me continuing to say no. This is something this child wants. Sometimes something the child needs. If you're traveling with the child and the child says, "I got to go potty," then there are often times that you try to say, "Well, there's a exit in a few miles. Let's wait and see if they say it again." And they ask again. You say, "Okay, we're almost there." And they ask again. And then eventually you pull over on the side of the interstate at the next exit. You say, "Fine, just go." We're to ask, we're to seek, and we're to knock over and over again and persistently. And I don't know if you have things that you have tired of knocking with. I know there are instances and things in my life and challenges and hurts in my life that I have literally prayed thousands of times for. But I believe that I'm to continue knocking. And I'll be honest with you, it's hard sometimes. Sometimes I feel like not knocking anymore. I know God's at home. I just don't feel like he's interested in answering me. But he's our Father who loves and cares about us. I think about Abraham back with Sodom and Gomorrah. And he wanted to save his nephew Lot and his grandnieces. And Abraham went to God and said, "God, would you, for 40 people, if there were 40 righteous people, would you save Sodom and Gomorrah?" And then he said, "God, and if you would do, how about 20? And he keeps on going down with numbers. But what I notice here is that Abraham quit asking before God quit granting. And the persistence that we need to have with God is going to show our level of faith. Now, this "ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you," this is not a promise for us to get every single thing that our hearts desire. But this does show us that it's God's desire that we continue to ask and seek and knock. And he will open the door to us. Sometimes he opens it at a different time than what we would want him to or would expect him to. But the idea here is that we're to do it. And some people say, "I've prayed and prayed and prayed. Why should I continue to pray for things that I just don't see happening?" And I think the answer for me is a couple different reasons. One, Jesus taught us to pray. Another reason is that it pleases God when we pray. And it also strengthens our faith when we pray, and when we have a breakthrough, we can look back and say, "I'm so glad that I asked and that I sought and that I knocked." Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your words in Matthew 7 that talk about asking and seeking and knocking. Lord, right now we ask that you would give us exactly what we need. As we seek you, Lord, we know we will find you. As we seek to grow closer to you, we know that that will happen. And we know that our relationship with you grows during the waiting and can grow during the difficult times. But Lord, we know we have to allow that. Jesus, you tell us to knock and the door will be open to us. We thank you for open doors in our lives. We thank you for your guidance when we don't know what direction to go. So we knock and you open the door to where we need to go. Father, would you strengthen our faith? And Lord, may we have breakthroughs that we know came about because of persistence in prayer and the goodness of a loving Father who says yes to us. In Jesus' name, amen.